You live here and you don't know about the murders.
What murders?
The whole family was shot. The father survived.
Who did it?
The focus came down to the father.
Peter Warren Slaughterhouse.
Everybody who lives in this house gets killed.
How could the neighbors not have said anything to us?
The house has been empty a long time.
I need to talk to you about one of your patients.
Peter Warren. Let's make sure we're talking about the same man.
Okay, here's the deal. Even though there was a flawed study done recently that declared people actually don't mind spoilers, I hate it when a movie's spoiled for me. And it's bad enough when a friend spoils it, but it's even worse when the film's marketing does it. Dreamhouse stood a chance to be a taut psychological thriller about a man coming to grips with a crime against his family. After all, it had decent acting and some neat plot twists in it. Unfortunately, the movie's trailers reveal every single plot point for the first 80 minutes of the film. The only thing it doesn't give away is the otherwise lame ending. The atmosphere is there, the creepiness is there, the emotional dread is there, but when you know every freaking thing that's going to happen in the film, it's utterly unenjoyable. Dreamhouse gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.